I love running these stories about, you know, youth and free enterprise coming together. This one comes from Heather Graff, Channel 5. She has the story of a Newport High student. Her name is Rachel Lingenbrink.
At age 17, this senior at Newport High School borrows a commercial kitchen from a neighbor.
I do babysitting for the ability to rent their kitchen from them.
That was step one in creating her very own online bakery.
Shinebakery.com. I was an official business on, I think, the 7th of February.
An idea that Rachel cooked up.
Oh, I love baking.
Over a mixer and a batch of homemade icing.
But everyone enjoys cupcakes on their birthday, so I'm hoping that that'll get me some customers.
And the money she brings in will be spent not as a typical teenager might do.
Yep.
Instead, everything that comes out of the oven will pay for Rachel's college education.
She's been our saver, and our other daughter's been our spender.
Proud parents turned professional taste testers.
We're spoiled. Spoiled rotten.
Who know there are no rules in Rachel's kitchen.
Just kind of combine all my favorite elements, like the thickness, the richness, stuff like that.
No exact recipe for this young entrepreneur.
Sometimes I miscount and give a customer more.
Yet somehow.
A little extra's not so bad.
It all turns out just right.
Yay.
I just love stories like this. Well, and, you know, we featured the kid up in Ferndale with his own type of, honey-based products. And now his entire family is behind it. He just got a loan floated to him from Mark Cuban from Shark Tank. A little girl selling mistletoe in Portland. Anyway, it's all the time we have on this edition of the Commute with Carlson Talk Radio 570 KVI. By all means, shoot me an email at jcarlson@kvi.com, jcarlson@kvi.com. Check out our Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. And after the show, check out highlights at kvi.com. We'll talk again in 20 hours.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.